Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Crystal Forbes with Great American Title, a family-owned and operated title company with over 30 years serving the real estate community. We provide title and escrow services for both Missouri and Kansas with locations throughout Southwest Missouri. We focus on providing exceptional customer service and trustworthy, reliable title insurance coverage. Our relationships with other industry professionals are why we are able to make dreams come true one closing at a time. Great American Title is proud to sponsor the Simply Authentic podcast, bringing the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help all of us get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the Simply Authentic podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Welcome back to the Simply Authentic podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And today we're going to focus on something that we started last year. In 2024, we had six episodes that covered our pillars of peak performance. So what we felt like were the pillars that any business could use, the foundation for high performance in any business.
And or they could use it in strategic planning.
Yes.
They could use it in office meetings or collaboration meetings with different staff and different pools of people to really hone in on skills.
Yeah.
And bettering your skills.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that because we did have several people reach out to us and say, I'm using that as part of our sales meeting or whatever. So
yeah.
We wanted to revisit, and we'll tell you which episode it came from so that if you want to go back and listen to the full episode on that particular pillar, you will be able to do that. We'll share that with you and really just kind of give a recap of all of that, the six episodes we did on the pillars.
Yep, absolutely. So as we get started here, Angie, customer experience was one of our first ones. And that's an easy one to cover. I feel like it's very palpable for everybody because we've all had a great customer experience we can speak to, and we've all had a poor customer experience we can speak to. So I think that as in a business setting, you always want to give the five-star treatment, right? So for you and I, for our customers to experience the very best of Angie Mullings and Tanya Murfin, we have to make sure that our skills are up to date, that we are really refining them over and over and over, because our rules changed last year. There's a lot that changed in real estate and the way that we had to practice. And I think you and I would both agree that we had to get really good at explaining what the changes were and how to apply them for a buyer or a seller.
Right.
And therefore, wanting to make sure that they had a good customer experience and understood the rule changes.
Right. Yeah, I feel like customer experience is something a lot of people don't get right. I think you mentioned that people can give an example of really good customer service and people can give an example of bad customer service. But I feel like the differences have narrowed. Like, we don't even know what good customer experience is.
Often,
You know, if someone... Trying to think of a good example. If someone gives you, let's say you check into a hotel, your room is ready on time. Mm-hmm. You're on time. You're checking in at the time allotted where mm-hmm. they've said this is your check-in time. You've shown up. Your room is ready. Your room is nice. It's clean. Mm-hmm. The bed is soft. They have room service available. The view out your window is nice. It's mostly clean. I mean, that's what we think about in terms of sure. hotel rooms.
Right.
That's just the median line of where everyone should be. That should just be expectation.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. That is the expectation, yeah. right? Yeah. Yes.
So in order to give that good customer service, mm-hmm. you have to think about what's above the line. Mm-hmm. So if everybody in real estate is going around, driving people around and letting them in houses and showing them houses and then doing a CMA, all of that is the line, the mm-hmm. line of expectation. Mm-hmm. And this is a tip from Terry Tucker, who has been on the podcast before. You need to strive to be above the line. So what puts you above the line? Mm-hmm. What makes you stand out mm-hmm. as opposed to every other realtor or every other lender or every mm-hmm. other bank, whatever. Mm-hmm. It has to be, you have to be shooting for what's above the line. And unfortunately, I feel like we've just become accustomed to the line of expectation. Mm-hmm. Like we don't even know anymore what good customer service is. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, with AI and the progress that is being mm-hmm. made with AI, if we are not providing an experience that is second to none, AI could take over some of what we do. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily in the real estate industry because people still want people who know about the area. Mm-hmm. We still have a level of expertise about how to get someone from point A to point B in the real estate transaction. But until we stop calling it a transaction and think about this as a people business, we're not going to be as far down the road as we should be. Mm-hmm. So really anticipating customer needs mm-hmm. and really thinking about that. What can we provide that we know they're going to need mm-hmm. and be ahead of the game where they don't even have to ask us for it or go outside of our company or someone within our company that mm-hmm. can help them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something that comes to mind as you're talking about the customer experience is consistency. Mm-hmm. And they say consistency builds trust.
Yes.
So an example I would give, let's just say you take a new listing mm-hmm. and you have done all the things. You have exceeded their expectations, okay? Let's yes. say they hired you and you exceeded their expectations.
You're above the line of expectation.
That's right. Gotcha. As far as the getting started and getting mm-hmm. the listing on the mm-hmm. multi-list go. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're on the market for 90 days, okay? And for the next 30 days, so 4 weeks from listing time, you contact them every week. Mm-hmm. And it's on a Tuesday. And you say, guys, I'm going to contact you on Tuesday because mm-hmm. that's when I'm doing blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you reach out to them however they prefer, via text, via phone call, via email, and you reach them every Tuesday. Well, let's mm-hmm. say week 5, you're on vacation. Mm-hmm. So you inform them ahead of time, or maybe you don't, make sure you do, mm-hmm.
yes.
that you're not going to contact them this Tuesday mm-hmm. because you're going to be on vacation, but you will touch base should you need to throughout the week regarding showings or whatever. Somebody in your office is handling that. They're mm-hmm. going to reach out to you for showings.
Yes.
Then week 6 comes in and you're so busy getting back to work that mm-hmm. you don't follow your Tuesday practice and you don't get back to them.
Yes.
And maybe the following week, so now they've not heard from you really for 2 weeks, an right. update, you know, right. and the following week, you're just so busy with new listings that once again, you miss your Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, what are their expectations? Well, you've failed them already.
Yes. Yes.
So you set the tone, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that everybody is setting that tone, and I'm not saying you even need to set that tone, mm-hmm. but you will set the tone with how often you're communicating with them, mm-hmm. and it is best practice to be consistent about it. So that way, by week 8, they haven't lost complete trust in you.
Right.
And even though you follow up in week 8 on a Tuesday like you were supposed to, mm-hmm. they've already noticed that they didn't get the past 3 weeks follow-up like you promised them.
Right.
And their house is still on the market. So guess what? They're pissed, and they're lacking confidence in you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's just a very small example of business and doing business the same way every time.
Right.
Then you get in your habits. You're creating the customer experience that you want them to leave you the 5-star review when you're done.
Right.
And that is going to building that trust and confidence throughout is going mm-hmm. to help mm-hmm. you get that 5-star review.
Right. You know, a lot of people talk about systems in our business, and it is good to have a system. The most important thing to remember, though, are you're talking to people. These are people, and you're creating a relationship.
Right.
And yes, they're going to be forgiving if you miss 1 week.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Because, and you've explained, hopefully you've explained, I think it's important for you to let people know if you're going to be out of town,
right.
if you're going to be harder to reach. I think that's important, an important piece.
Right.
But they need to, but you got to get right back in it. You've got to have a system in place that keeps you from getting so busy on these other things mm-hmm. that you do your follow-up. You maintain that consistency because mm-hmm. otherwise they will lose confidence in you. So there's a reason we started with customer experience mm-hmm. as our number one pillar, because it's all based around that.
Mm-hmm.
The customer experience is the number one thing I think all business leaders, and your customers can be internal, they can be external.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we made that point, I think, in our original episode, which was episode 44, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But your customers could be anyone. You just have to make sure that those are relationship-based and that you are constantly looking at ways. You can't set it and forget it either.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to constantly be looking at ways that you can be of better service to your customer. And I think that that's something we just all have to keep in mind. Top of mind is keeping up with our clients and making sure we're on top of anything new that is coming down the pike, or that we need to be sure and share with them as our relationship grows.
Right. And so I think that's an easy lead in to mm-hmm. pillar number 2, which is time management.
Yeah.
And as we were just talking about and giving the example of, you've got your listing designed in a way that you are checking off all these boxes, and you probably have a checklist that you follow, and your follow-up needs to be somewhat scheduled mm-hmm. into your time.
Yes.
And your time every week, there should be a time period that you're following up with your customers. Time management, Angie, I think is something ongoing mm-hmm. for all of us
mm-hmm.
because of life's distractions.
Yes.
And in our world especially, I might not be busy for 4 to 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but then on the 7th or 8th week, I could have 10 people contact me and either need to buy or sell that week. Like mm-hmm. they all want attention that week.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's just not enough time in the week,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you come home from work and you're still working? Like you get
yeah.
home and then you go grab a bite and you open your laptop and mm-hmm. you're working until 9 o'clock on all the things, all the follow-up, all the
yeah.
things you never got to today, you know, during the work hours. And you get up the next day and you churn again, you do it again. Because
mm-hmm.
when we get behind in this business, it means that possibly somebody's customer experience could be failing.
Sure.
So you have got to be good at allotting your time throughout the day. And in our busy time, we just have to be better. We have to get up earlier, we have to stay up later,
mm-hmm.
and we have to time block better so that we're working everything in the short day. Sometimes
yeah.
the days are short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that time blocking is something that you have to, it comes with experience, sort of. I think when you're new in any business, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you are going to chase the shiny object. You're going to
mm-hmm.
chase what maybe means the money the quickest, or
mm-hmm.
whatever the case may be. And it's hard for you to prioritize because you've got all the things. I know in real estate, when someone first gets their license, they have people calling them, do you want to buy leads? They've got people calling them, do you want to go to lunch? We, you know, we're a lender in town and we really want to get to know you, and you're pulled and you need to get training, and your broker says, get in here and get trained and come to our meetings and do this and do that. And you're pulled in so many different directions. Eventually that levels out and the best agents figure out a routine, and that routine shifts over the years. And I would say what I did 10 years ago is completely different than what I do today. And that's one thing, you can't get so rigid in your routine that you don't adapt with what you need to be doing. So, but time blocking, it is hard to do, even for the most seasoned professional. It is difficult to do because there are fires you have to put out. As a business owner, you're always trying to put out fires. And if you get distracted from your daily routine, you need to double down the next day if you can. But time blocking, critical to success.
And I will add, using tools. So if your time management skills are poor, then visit with somebody in your company or a colleague that can, you can ask, what are you using to help with this? And I promise there's somebody out there that is using a tool or an app or some sort of technology or using AI to help them accomplish all the things that they need to, maybe in a quicker way. So ask the questions. Don't sit alone. Find somebody to ask those questions to. And technology is your friend. You know, and the last thing I'll say on that before we move on is, know when it's time to hire.
Good point.
Yeah, we can struggle in our own bubble because of control. And you and I have both admitted to that, that we, you know, we prefer to be in control and let me just do it. It'll be a lot quicker. But that doesn't alleviate that same task from being taken off your plate the next time.
Right.
So know when to hire it out and when to remove some of the responsibility to someone you trust, so that you are more free or hands-on or whatever that looks like in your job role to be able to have better success, really, is what it leads to.
So that was episode 49, time management. And then we did a two-part series on communication. While customer experience is ultimately number one, and you want to provide that, communication is what will help you get there.
Absolutely.
And that's why we ended up doing a two-part series, episode 54 and episode 60, was all about communication. And I've heard this quote so many times, but clear is kind. Brené Brown, I think, is credited for having said that. But clarity is kindness. The more you can clarify what is happening, what is going to happen, and set those expectations, the better the customer experience will be.
Absolutely. And being an active listener. Listening is so important. And you and I have learned that over our years of being involved with the board and being involved with agents. And it is so, it's so much easier to just have the answer and not to listen to the whole backstory to the backstory. But sometimes to gain clarity, you need to be more of a listener than you do the speaker. And the, I'm going to tell you how to fix this or tell you how to solve
Acting like you have all the answers.
Well, and that doesn't help our agents the next time around when they have a problem and they need to have problem-solving skills. That's what the years in this business provide us, right? They provide us with wisdom of, oh, that happened this one time, so the next time I'll be more prepared for it, and I'll be listening more for XYZ. That listening allows the agent to almost work through it in their head, and although they may be stuck and maybe looking at, to you for guidance, hearing themselves reiterate it might have a light bulb moment for them that they can say, oh gosh, now I'm realizing where I went wrong here or what I should have done earlier on. So being an active listener is so, so important.
And you've already mentioned this, Tanya, but making sure that you're communicating in whatever medium your client wants to,
right.
whether that be text or email or phone calls, whatever yep. that may be, that's really important to ask right off the bat. And then inevitably, there's going to be something that comes up that is a little bit, you have to have a tough conversation.
Yeah.
And you just need to make sure that you are providing a safe space for that, mm-hmm. that you are open and willing, not be combative. And we have this a lot in our industry when it comes to a listing agent representing a seller and a buyer's agent representing a buyer, and things become contentious mm-hmm. because real estate, there's always issues that come up. The best experiences for your clients are the ones where you approach that with curiosity and openness rather than being combative, and making sure you're working together. This is a team effort. Mm-hmm. We have to work together in order to find the best solution for all parties.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Angie, before we move on, let's take a short break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Okay, let's do that.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
And we're back talking about our five pillars that we introduced in 2024 mm-hmm. of peak performance, how to perform best in whatever job title you have, whatever job role you have, you always want to be at your best. And this is just a good reminder of what do I need to be thinking about when I am performing in my job, or I'm in front of a bunch of people, or I'm collaborating with all of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking about communication, and you were talking about the difficult conversations that are sometimes had mm-hmm. with realtors, but this could happen in your family.
Yeah.
And you're avoiding that difficult conversation. Mm-hmm. And we've all been there. We've all mm-hmm. done that, whether mm-hmm. it be personal or professional. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that leads you up to having that conversation, you need to have it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And getting it out in the open mm-hmm. is the hardest part. Sometimes finding the resolution to that is not as hard as you work it up to be
right,
in your head.
Right.
You know?
The longer you sit with it and stew with it, it just makes it into a bigger problem.
Well, it does. And in real estate, that is key. Mm-hmm. We can often avoid. And really, there could be a simple solution behind it because buyer and seller both want to go to closing. Okay,
right.
What are you willing to do? Okay, what are you willing to do? And you built it up to be such a big problem, and actually, it wasn't in the end. So just be prepared to have those hard conversations sooner rather than later.
You know, Tanya, also feedback. I think sometimes we think of feedback as critical, mm-hmm. and we need to be really open to feedback.
Agree.
Because we don't know how others see us. We mm-hmm. don't know how we sound sometimes. The look on our face, the body language mm-hmm. that we convey, that is communication as well. It's not
just
all verbal.
Yep.
That's the immediate thing that we all think of when we talk about communication. But, you know, if I'm sitting back and my arms are crossed and I'm unapproachable, what does that tell someone else? Mm-hmm. And if we don't realize it, maybe I'm just laid back and I'm relaxed, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm conveying a different message. And until someone gives us that feedback and says, boy, what was wrong with you? Or what problem did you have in that meeting? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I had no problem. What's up?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but we really need those trusted people in our lives that will give us good feedback.
Yeah.
And we need to be open to that and receptive to that.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a really big part of communication.
It is.
So as we move forward with pillar number four, it's ethics and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I feel really strongly about this in our world mm-hmm. because there are times that you have a choice, and although we shouldn't really in this business, there should not be a choice. It should always be you're going to do the right thing every time. Mm-hmm. But there are times and situations that you have a choice and of how you're going to handle something. Mm-hmm. And you and I have always operated exactly the same and believe the same, that you tell the truth every time, no mm-hmm. matter who it hurts or mm-hmm. offends, mm-hmm. and you act with integrity and ethics at all times. Mm-hmm. And you and I have raised our companies, so to speak, on that.
Right.
And I can't tell you the number of times over the years that I have actually had to say those words to agents inside my company or outside my company mm-hmm. when I knew there was something that was done or said that didn't have integrity in it mm-hmm. and just said, look, we're not going to be any part of that. We, you know, in this company, we lead with integrity. We're going to do the right thing. And we hope you're going to do the same.
Right. Yeah. And treating every client the same. I think yeah. that's just a really big thing. I was at a luncheon last week and I was asked something and someone apologized. We were talking about leads and this person I was talking to said, well, but what if the person I send to you is only spending X amount of dollars? And I said, I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to treat them just like I would a $1 million client.
Right.
Because everyone, actually, I'll probably be more attentive to the person who's on the lower end of that spectrum, because more than likely they are first-time home buyers mm-hmm. or someone who doesn't have as much means and probably has not been through the experience. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that they have a really good experience their first time around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that they understand what their expectations should be mm-hmm. so that moving forward, when they buy their next house, hopefully I've developed that relationship and we're going to continue to do business. But if they move somewhere else mm-hmm. where I can't help them, then I want them to know what they should expect.
Yeah.
That should be their expectation every time that they buy a house. It's so frustrating, Tanya, in our business when someone doesn't abide by that they are not following our code of ethics. We are trained on our code of ethics. We were the first profession to have a code of ethics. Mm-hmm. We beat the attorneys to that. Mm-hmm. So it's something that's drilled into us. And every 2 years we have to get recertified. And most of the time ethics is a core part mm-hmm. of that. And it's just something that when we see someone treating someone without integrity, without following the ethics, it just is so frustrating to mm-hmm. us. And we do have a process for following that is a way to perhaps get them in line mm-hmm. if we choose to do that. But we shouldn't have to do that.
No, I don't think it's too much to ask that honesty be used all the way around mm-hmm. and that we do unto others yes. in this business, in this life. But oftentimes in business, it's not that way. It's cutthroat. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's lies and deception. Mm-hmm. And you and I just feel very strongly that in our job and our role and our behavior as realtors, that integrity and ethics is at the forefront of who we should be.
Yeah.
And our brand will be created on that mm-hmm. or it won't be, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take long for word to get around if you have behaved in a certain way that is unbecoming mm-hmm. of what a realtor should be doing. And I'm telling you, people talk.
Yeah.
Lenders talk, appraisers talk, mm-hmm. realtors talk, and you shouldn't want that for yourself. You shouldn't yeah. want that for your business. And I'll mention one last word is being transparent. Mm-hmm. And can we always be transparent because we are serving our client, mm-hmm. whichever side of the aisle we're on? No, you can't always tell all the information you know about your client because of confidentiality. Mm-hmm. But there certainly is a way to be transparent in situations that you can still hold your head high and say, I did the right thing given the situation and right. given my tools that I was able to use. And transparency sometimes with the other agent will help hold a deal together, mm-hmm. you know, just to be honest and say, look, you're barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
tell you this to save you your big 10-minute spiel you're getting ready to go on. Mm-hmm. You know, my client has allowed me to tell you this, and this is what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So using transparency in many situations in life pays off.
Yeah, for sure. Our final pillar was we combined collaboration and vision, and really they are separate, but they're so intertwined, because vision, and I love this, I read this somewhere, vision is a compass and collaboration is the fuel. Mm-hmm. So vision is really, what direction are you going? And being able, as a leader of a company or a leader of an organization, being able to see what's out in front of you, and then being able to collaborate with the people in the room and the people who make a difference in your company mm-hmm. to make sure that that is the fuel to get you to wherever your vision is. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good discussion about collaboration and vision, and we use that a lot in the podcast. We obviously are collaborating. We do that right. every time we put out a podcast. But our vision is much bigger than that, and we're just using the collaboration to help us get to the goals.
Yeah, agree. And I think, Angie, you and I can be an example of listening to one another mm-hmm. and building a rapport. So if one of us had come into this podcast and said, well, this is what I'm willing to do, and this is how we're going to do it, and while you were trying to give ideas, I was saying, I don't think so. I think we're going to do this and this and this, and it was all one-sided. That certainly does not build a valued relationship between us.
Right.
So that goes for any organization or any group of people who are trying to collaborate. If you're not listening to your cohort or your cohorts or your coworkers give their opinion or their expertise, you might know more than me about some said topic we're mm-hmm. talking about. Mm-hmm. And so I need to be willing to listen to you and to trust your advice and mm-hmm. trust what you're telling me. So I think that the shared vision and shared collaboration within groups and teams of different organizations is vital to a business running properly.
Yeah, and that vision and the goal, whatever that is, can be achieved in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you start down one path and for some reason something comes up that makes you have to shift and mm-hmm. go in a different direction. The thing about collaboration is just being, as you said, being willing to listen, being open-minded to other ideas and mm-hmm. thoughts, and vetting that out, mm-hmm. whatever is going to be best to get you to that end result. Mm-hmm. And I think collaboration is so, I think there are people who want to say that they are collaborators, but really they're on a mission. They've mm-hmm. got one. They've got a destination
right.
in mind,
yep.
and they've got only one way to get there.
Yep.
And it's sort of their way or the highway. That's not collaboration. Nobody wants to be a part of something that is not open and mm-hmm. a safe space where they have an opportunity to express opinion and thoughts. Mm-hmm. You really have to create that. We've done a couple of episodes about culture, and mm-hmm. That culture will breed whatever can breed collaboration. And that's really, as a business owner, what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. yeah. And I want to point out that was episode 81,
yes.
Collaboration and Vision. So if you want to go back and listen to that one, that is just a full 30-minute episode on that. Mm-hmm. You might get some good tips or tricks to take back to your workplace.
Yeah. So if we want to, you want to just kind of wrap this
yeah.
and we'll go back. So
yep.
Again, we had five pillars that we talked about in at length mm-hmm. in 2024. Number one was customer experience. That's episode 44. Time management, episode 49. Communication is a two-parter, which was episode 54 and episode 60. Mm-hmm. Ethics and integrity, episode 76. And then, as you said, collaboration and vision mm-hmm. is episode 81. And I will put all that in the show notes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to rewind, although you might want to.
Yeah.
We might have said something really smart that you want to go back and listen to.
Yeah. You'll definitely want to do that.
Definitely want to do that.
We appreciate you listening. And of course, please share this episode with one of your friends or coworkers who maybe you want them to hear what you've heard today.
And we want to thank all of the people who make this happen. Gershwin Studios for letting us come and record.
Yes.
And our premier sponsor, Great American Title.
Yeah. Thank you,
everyone.
See you
next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.